Oh, good afternoon, Kim. Kim, I was wondering if you can help me. My mum is a client of yours, and I'm just ringing up to get some information. I'm over from the Gold Coast. Mum's gone downhill, and we've got you guys as domestic help, but I believe we have something else linked in that she hasn't utilised. And I'm just trying to, I've sort of been getting the runaround with my aged care. And my mum is Veronica Wilson. Lovely. Are you able to speak to me? My sister is the normal contact, but she's working underground now. And so I've stepped in to help with some stuff because mum's had a big operation and gone downhill the last 6 weeks. Did you need to speak to mum to get my authority or not? Yes. So I spoke to what mum's being reassessed next in the next 2 weeks for level four package. And when we get that, we're wanting to switch from the personal care to you guys, I believe. We can't do that at the moment because we're still under, yeah. Yes, so we want to swap over, but we basically we've been trying to get mum into respite. No luck. As you know, the system's, yeah, and we also can't get her into permanent residential, but my dad's not coping anymore. And yeah, we have, but we're struggling with, you know, wait lists everywhere. So it's a nightmare. We've called Coolabah, and I spoke to them in that department yesterday, and there's nothing there either. And yeah, we've got our name down there. It's beautiful, but oh, it's gorgeous. But sadly, we haven't heard back. So, trying our best. Really, really. I thought I didn't want to be. I didn't want to be a pain to them. So, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I'll do that because we're even happy to go from respite to permanent if that's an easier way. But mum needs to be in a dementia ward or memory ward, and they've got a fabulous one there. Yep. But in the meantime, basically our options have come down to the fact that we've been told to take her to the hospital and to say dad's not coping, and that's a really awful. We've been told not to feel guilty for that, but I don't think my dad can do that at this point. Oh yeah, tried care with Gateway. They've told me that we can't get in there until August for even an appointment, and then it'll be 10 to 12 weeks after that we can even get respite. So I know. Yeah. Yes. I think we're worried that if we do, they're going to put mum maybe anywhere in Perth, and then dad won't be able to see her. Do you? Because I'm worried that once he says he's not coping, that there's no turning back. I don't know how it works, but really worried that if. Yeah. 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 Right. I hadn't thought about that because, yeah, because we're wanting to get more care in for mum while we're waiting for somewhere. Because dad wants her at home, he can look after her, but he can't do all the incontinent stuff. Yeah, he's of the old school, and yeah, and it's not just that. Like when you're dressing her five times, she says, "Why are you taking off my undies, Mum? You've got three pair on." You know, oh, have I? So it's personal care provider. is Silver Chain, because we can't have you guys at this point until the package is approved. So I'm ringing between aged care and them, and they're saying they've exhausted every, we can't have any more than 3 days a week at 45 minutes. At this point, yeah, 45 minutes. She's got 3 mornings a week for shower and personal care. I've even been told when we do get the package, it's still only going to be about 8 hours a week. So I'm even looking at trying to find someone privately, and that's why I'm ringing you guys to see. Silver Chain, don't they said they do it, but it's like $80 an hour, which I expect it's going to be expensive, but that's probably way beyond what Dad could afford. And I'm at the point where do I advertise privately, or at a loss? I'm leaving on Sunday to go back to Queensland, and just trying to put any service I can into place, but not getting very far, as well as making adjustments to the home and looking at respite and permanent care. And I've got two special needs and COVID me at the moment. Oh, no luck. Right. So when we go in, just say Dad needs a break, not we want to hand Mum over permanently type thing, do you think? Not coping. No. Oh, she wouldn't. No, yeah. So at the moment, it's just more about like, I don't want my mum sitting around in wet pants, and I've arrived and all the pants smell of wee, and I'm like, oh my Lord, you know. Yeah, and so it's not like dangerous stuff, but it's stuff that she shouldn't have to in her elderly age. Yeah. Yes, very quickly. Yes. Yes. Right. Even just for respite. Thanks so much for your help with this, because you've given me more information than I've got so far. Yep. This is what I'm worried about, trying to get her into the doctors to get that checked. Right. And she's had the leg cancer operation, and yeah, so that's something to consider. Yeah. They might be able to push some buttons in the applications we have in place already. Yeah, that's right. I'm really, I had 21 phone calls the other day, and just trying every avenue. And the other thing is, at the moment, my brother's coming down on Sunday to relieve me, but we're trying to get things in place while, because Dad's not quite ready to do this, even though we've said, Dad, don't feel bad. But Mum's not going to, he's worried she's just going to get put anywhere and he won't see her. Yeah. Yeah, this is what I would, I don't want to get my blinkers on and not consider other things like you're saying. And the UTI was one of the first things that came to mind, so I'm really pleased that you've mentioned that. She hasn't complained of any pain. Is that sometimes common? Right. Wow. You've got to rule everything out. Yep. Yeah. 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 Yes. Can we ask for a social worker with the GP? Can GPs put social workers in place? Right. More the hospital. Yeah. Okay, that's really good advice. But yeah, getting back to the I've been told that there is a code and it was accepted in January by Coolabah for social, I think they call it social, yeah, but we haven't utilized it. Right. Yes. Well, Dad needs a break in the meantime until he decides what he wants to do, because I don't want to make him take Mum there, but I'm giving him all his options. And what? Yeah, and they do a full health check. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. Sorry, Kim. So Kim, I am so mixed up, but because I spoke to the Silver Chain and they said that there's a social code already being put out to you guys or whatever it's called for that. But then I spoke to my aged care and they didn't think she had it. So I'm really at a loss. It said in January 25, January, Silver Chain said in January 25, that was set up, the social. Thank you, Kim. I'm just trying to, because Dad's got appointments and all sorts of things he can't even attend because he can't leave Mum. And I've increased it to a level four assessment and they're coming out in 2 weeks. Oh yeah, it's awful. Yeah, 6 weeks, yeah. Oh yeah, I was over it. Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're sort of putting it down to the Alzheimer's just getting worse. But as you said, you don't know. I want to rule everything out. Yeah, got you. You go to the doctors and you just. They'll do it quicker down there, yeah. Oh yeah, it's bad. She even said to Dad one day, like, "Where's Rod?" And she's never done that before. And there's a little bit of grumpiness and OCD that's setting, which I'm guessing is a symptom of Alzheimer's. But yeah. Oh, great. Please. Yeah, just so I can give him some good news. And if you could let me know, Kim, what that would entail, whether it's an hour or
We
three. Are we able to have Dad go out and someone sit with Mum instead? No. It's for him to get out. Yeah, she doesn't like, my name is Natalie, and the number is 0491 613 423. Actually, yeah, my ex's cousin Tanya works for you guys, so when I, because I'm not familiar with all the places, I'm from the Gold, from here originally, but living on the Gold Coast, I can't move back to help them because my ex won't let me leave the state. So it's all just really tricky. Yeah, but anyway, Yeah. So, Kim, if we could get some good news to Dad, that'd be awesome about saying, okay, Dad, we've got Silverchain coming 3 days. Joe, is it? Awesome. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Kim, for your advice. You've been so patient. Thank you. Yes, I think that I might have to do that before I go tomorrow. Oh, that's awesome if we could do that. And I don't think there's anything else, but as I said, hopefully we'll be able to switch everything over to you because we love Beck that comes in here. I've got to know her in the last week just with her coming into the house, and she's been awesome, helping Mum and Dad with the cleaning. And I said, I wish that you could just be doing this personal care. And she said, well, it's just because she checked it out, and it was just because we're with the, she rang, I think someone, and said, it's just because we haven't got a package yet, so that you guys can't actually do that at this point. But it'll be great when we swap over. Shane. Yes. Permanent. Yes. Yep. We've utilised it in applications for permanent, but the respite we can't even. But at least we've got them there. But if we can get this a few things into place, I'm even looking, and you were saying you don't hire your staff at a cost, a private cost. You don't have that facility. Yeah. About 80, is it? I'm at the point, Kim, I'm looking at privately advertising just to get us through this net. Yeah, Mabel. Yeah, or putting something up on a Facebook community page was my next option. Yeah, that's right. And hopefully something. Oh, thank you so much, Kim. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. Bye. See you. Bye.